Hello, everyone, and Merry, Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. We've got a couple of good things coming up. I believe Mike has The Night Before Christmas for Deadwood, that is, 1876, and I've got a piece called Christmas in Heaven.
This holiday season, a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction in Winter hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas season. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Lynn and Rick and staff.
And season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the endearing heritage of the West.
And from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, go to visitvalentine.com. They want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hopefully, you'll come spend some time with us here in the Valentine area in 2026. Find out all the different things to do at visitvalentine.com.
So I have a piece here. It is by Jake Lake, and it was written in 09, Christmas in Heaven. And we send this up in honor, or rather in memory, of our dear friend, Greg. I see the countless Christmas trees around the world below, with tiny lights like heaven's stars reflecting on the snow. The sight is so spectacular. Please wipe away that tear, for I am spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I hear the many Christmas songs that people hold so dear, but the sounds of music can't compare with the Christmas choir up here. I have no words to tell you of the joy their voices bring, for it is beyond description to hear the angels sing. I know how much you miss me. I see the pain inside your heart, for I am spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I can't tell you of the splendor or the peace here in this place. Can you just imagine Christmas with our Savior face to face? I'll ask him to lift your spirit as I tell him of your love. So then pray for one another as you lift your eyes above. Please let your hearts be joyful and let your spirit sing. For I am spending Christmas in heaven and I'm walking with the King.
Something from David Allen that sent to us here, The Night Before Christmas, Deadwood. 1876. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Deadwood, not a creature was stirring, not one of them could. Their feet were all sore from a night filled with dancing. Their heads felt Vixen was in there prancing. Bill died in August. McCall got a choker. Jane was still mourning, and Alice played poker. The street was a mess. It was all full of mud from the party last night, some beer and some blood. The mud was so deep that you'd sink up to here. Could Santa get through with a team of reindeer? Then, through the doors of the old number 10, we heard such a clatter, we knew there and then he'd made it. We had a great Christmas in store as he squeezed his big belly through the small saloon door. He said, Merry Christmas! Ho, ho! Where's the game? And he whistled to his reindeer and called them by name. Now Dancer, now Prancer, now Donner and Vixen, I'll be in here, Cupid. Feed the meter, Blitzen. He strode to the table and ordered a gin. He pulled up a chair and said, deal me in. His luck was fantastic. He cleaned us all out. The children all thank you, he said with a shout. As he squeezed out the door and mounted his sleigh, the reindeer all grunted, and we heard him say, come on, vomit and stupid, get it in gear. Merry Christmas to all. Better luck next year. If your children should wake up and find something shocking, like a couple of poker chips tucked away in their stocking, or if they get toys that set your head spinning, you'll know where Santa was and that he was winning. Night Before Christmas, Deadwood, 1876.
Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all available in Tri-State Livestock News.
You can still get one of those in the stocking, right?
That's absolutely. Just go to tsln.com. So, Mike, what did one Christmas tree say to another?
I don't know.
Lighten up.
Okay.
What do you get if you cross an apple and a Christmas tree?
An apple Christmas tree.
A pineapple.
A pineapple. No, that doesn't work that way.
What happens to Christmas trees on Valentine's Day?
Oh, they have to go down.
They all get sappy. Oh.
If you have something to share in 2026, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Kim and I would like to wish you the very merriest of Christmases from The Good Stuff.